The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the Lord." In today's first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, we hear about fear and grumbling from our fellow believers. Terror is at every side. In this current age, there are many things to be fearful of. Throughout history, there have been things that cause fear and feelings that can be overwhelming for us. I don't need to go through a whole resume. We just need to look at the newspaper or listen to social media. But too many times we're told that one voice will not be heard and the situation is too complicated to be understood. This type of fear gains strength when our focus on what we see and hear in our midst, instead of knowing that God has a plan and it works. We tend to get confused and afraid instead of trusting in what God is saying and doing. In the gospel reading today, this idea is reflected when we hear Jesus tells the apostles, "Fear no one and do not be afraid. God is on our side, and the Holy Spirit will bring us a bold spirit of truth to power." What is God's plan for us today? It is about building a relationship with the Trinitarian God, God the Father, Christ the Son, Holy Spirit the Sanctifier. And as we build and nourish this relationship with that Trinitarian God, we are called to bring the fruits of that prayer to others for the common good of others. Yes, there are things to be quite fearful of. But it is in that strength that we learn to look after one another and to be able to become the advocates for safety and what is good that God wants us to be. Everything begins and ends with God. Thus, when day begins, we go to God, asking him for the graces needed so that we are not afraid, so that we know what we are called to do and who we are to be. In the sanctuary this afternoon, we're going to have some beautiful events occur. And this involves the baptism of a mother and her baby, and the reception of First Holy Communion for a number of people. This is wonderful. This is part of God's project. And when one is baptized, the word "beloved" is written on the heart of the one baptized. And it is the task of that person to bring the belovedness out of herself or himself and show it to others. This is more than an empty ritual. This is participating in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is taken on our humanity and shares our divinity for the goodness of the world and for its salvation. And likewise, when we receive Holy Communion, the body and blood of Christ enters into us. Something is to happen. We are to have a heart of love and to be able to demonstrate that love to others. So it is my hope that as we participate in these rituals today, that all of you continue to persevere in your faith, that you do live your baptismal promises, and that this is not your first and only Holy Communion. You have our back, you have the back of the ones who love you, but you also have the love of God, who strengthens you, who wipes away fears and tears, the one who created you.